Today, I'm talking to Daria Bazel, who is a key character to Ukrainian documentary scene. She is a producer and programmer and industry platform coordinator in DocuDays Ukraine. Hello, Daria.
Hi.
First of all, I would like to ask you, what was it like for you these two crazy years with COVID? What was it for you as a producer and for a person working in documentary film?
Well, I think it was more or less the same as it used to be before. But actually, for me, it was interesting because we started together with my colleague, Vika Chomenko. We started a company in 2019. So it was like a very short time before the world has changed. And the first film that we started working on was Roma by Olga Zhurba. Now the title of this film is Outside. And when the COVID started, we were already in like editing phase. So we were lucky to have almost the whole material that we need for editing. And that's why the whole, like, the situation didn't really like affect us. So I don't think I felt any big differences. I just, it was just like tremendous amount of work, but I think it's always the same.
When you mention it, let's jump into this film, into this project, Roma. Now it's called Outside. Mm-hmm. Take us a little bit into this film. When did it start for you? What is it about?
Well, the film started for me in 2019. And at DocuDays UA, as a head of industry, I'm doing this Ukrainian work, Ukrainian doc preview program, which presents six work in progress projects, Ukrainian projects, to industry professionals from around the globe. So, like, we were preparing another edition of Ukrainian Doc Preview, and one of my colleagues, she brought Olga, the filmmaker, to our office, and she brought this project, and she said, okay, this project is very cool, you have to pay attention to that, and this director is a great filmmaker, and she's looking for a producer. And back then I was like hesitating. I already had some kind of experience in film producing. And I was thinking that maybe I want to go deeper into this field. And then I watched the material and I really felt that this is, wow, this is great. This is something, because by that time, Ole had been shooting the main character, Roma, for 7 years. So you could really see how the person is growing, and this is fascinating because you could, you know, like when you could see how time is going on and how time is passing through the eyes of your character. Yeah, so then I just suggested Ola that we can work together, and she agreed. And since that time, they're working on that film. And basically, this is the story of a boy. His name is Roma. That's why the working title was Roma. He's also Roma in terms of nationality. He used to be kind of a poster boy of Ukrainian revolution. When he was 13, he lived at the barricade of the Ukrainian Maidan. And he fought together with protesters, together with the activists, and he was like in the spotlight of the media back then. And this was the time when she met him and when she started following him. And she's been following him for 7 years. So in the film, we see how he's growing. We see the emotional change and how he as a person is changing through the years. And after Maidan, he got into the orphanage. After the orphanage, when he was 18, he was released into the society. But he was released with nothing but a knife and a lighter, so with no support, no money, and actually no education, because in the orphanage, nobody really cared about him. And we see how this great boy, how he, you know, what like in what kind of a person he developed, and how society reacted at him when he was on the Maidan, and later when he was an adult, And when he did not have any kind of support, what was the reaction of the society towards him? Because the reaction was totally different. So it's kind of like the film, the narrative is not non-linear, and there is a lot of surreal elements in the film. And it's kind of an emotional journey together with the character through all the hardships and all fun moments of his life.
Sometimes filmmakers, when filming such a hard story, they really have to think how much they're going to influence the story of their character. Do you, as a creative producer, together with director, do you have these talks? Do you have these dilemmas? What to do sometimes if you are going to step into the process, the story, or you just really are following it and filming it?
Well, in this particular case, I was not really affecting, and like we did not really have together with all of those conversations about the influence on the character, because mostly the material was shot before I joined the project. And when I joined, we only did a couple of shoots just to get last things that we needed for the story. And when I met Olya, she already knew very well what she wants to have in this film. And she already had established very good and trustworthy relationship with the character. Basically, I mean, you cannot say they were friends, but they were kind of like relatives, and they still are in a very close contact. So, I mean, I was not in the position, you know, to tell her how to build those relationships with her character, because those relationships were already built by the time I jumped in. And it is very important to mention that Olya was not only following him as a filmmaker, she was also trying to help him as a person. And she actually went to special course, psychological course, where she learned how to, you know, behave yourself with children like Roma, children without, who are growing up without families, and so on. And she even has like a certificate. And then she became like a mentor. Like in Ukraine, you have this official program that every adult person can become a mentor to a child from an orphanage. It's something in between. Like you're not obliged to take a child to your home and become like adoptive parent, but you can spend time together with this child, and you can really, you know, spend your time to help him or her to adjust and adapt to the society. So this is what she was doing in order to stay with him and to, you know, try to help him change his life.
This is amazing. This is very advanced way of filming. I really like it, because sometimes some filmmakers are really very far away, and I sometimes doubt if this is really, you know, the good way of treating people in troubles, filming them and not doing anything. So I really like this attitude. When can we see the film? I mean, this also had to be very hard decision, and also for you as a producer, because these people are, as you say, in evolving, and the story is evolving. So when there is the good moment to stop and finish the movie?
Yeah, well, I don't know if I can tell you when we decided to stop filming, because it will be a spoiler to the film. But like, okay, yeah, so but they were like very precise events that like made us think, okay, this is the end. This is where we stop. And yeah, basically right now we are in the very, very late last stages and steps of post-production. The film is ready. We're just like finalizing DCP. Yeah, and feel like we don't have a place for the world premiere yet. But together with our sales agents, with Decker Distribution, we're working on that. So we will see. Maybe later this year, maybe in the beginning of the next year, we will finally show this film. We really want to, you know, to bring it to the public, because it's been like 7 or even more years.
Daria Basel is a film producer and the programmer for the DocuDays International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival in Kyiv, Ukraine, where she also lives. Her producer's debut film, My Father is My Mother's Brother, directed by Vadim Ilkov, came to be one of the most successful Ukrainian documentary films produced in 2018. The film received the Prix de Jury Regignon for the most innovative feature film of the international competition, Vision du Real in Nyon, and has been screened for a few festivals over the world, including Hot Docs Film Festival in Toronto, Viennale, and Watch Docs Human Rights Film Festival in Warsaw, Poland. The film was also part of the East Silver Caravan. Her newest project, which is still a work in progress, is entitled Outside, and is directed by Olha Zoroba. It was part of Ex Oriente Film Workshop, and during the East Doc Platform 2020, received a main East Doc Platform Award.
Now, let's talk a bit about Ukrainian documentary film in general, because as I said at the very beginning, you really are the key character to the Ukrainian documentary scene. And people in Europe know Ukrainian films. Ukrainian documentary filmmakers are in festivals. You are really, really something on the European and the world scenes, but it didn't happen just from nothing. Can you take us a bit, because you were there, to the process of how it happened and what did you do to make it till this
moment? Answering this question, I'm gonna tell you that I'm not really the key figure of the Ukrainian documentary scene, because there are many, many great producers and filmmakers who've been working in this field for many years and who actually, you know, prepared the base for us right now to be able to do what we are doing. And one of them, I would say, is Gennady Kaufman, who used to be a program director of DocuDays UA, and he's also a very successful documentary producer. And he's active right now also as a producer. And he's been working in this field, like, I don't know, for how many, maybe for 20 years. Well, I think this kind of prosperity started 5-6 years ago when the financing system, the governmental financing system for films in Ukraine started working more or less properly. We've got a system of public pitchings and the circle of people who could get this state financing was open to newcomers and was open to upcoming filmmakers and producers. And I think this was one of the factors for this kind of a boom of Ukrainian documentary cinema. And of course, also the Ukrainian Revolution, all events of the Maidan, they also gave like this great boost. Because back then, like I remember almost all filmmakers, starting from very young people till like very experienced filmmakers, they were there, they were shooting. And even people who didn't work before that with documentary films, they started doing documentary films. So yeah, I think like those two factors, like financing and this boost, which gave like a lot of new characters, new situations that were interesting for documentary filmmakers, like those two factors, they played a huge role. Yeah, but you know, it's also interesting that I think internationally, Ukrainian documentary filmmakers and Ukrainian documentary films are more recognized than internally, like than in Ukraine here at home. Because right now, I would say that new chiefs of Ukrainian State Film Agency, which is like Ukrainian Film Fund, they're focused more on commercial films, on films for wide audience, on films that could, you know, bring money, which documentaries unfortunately cannot do. And I would say that now it's much more complicated and harder to get financing for your film. And the financing system is still not perfect. For instance, we still don't have any kind of possibility to get support for development of documentary film, which of course makes the whole process much more complicated than it could be.
Yeah, I wonder what is the communication between you and the state people? Like, do they listen if you tell them, listen, we really need this program to finance or to support anyhow the beginning of the movies? Do they understand you? Do they listen?
Well, I would say they pretend to be listening, but when we see the result, I think, no, they do not listen. They just have their own interests on their minds. At least it looks to me right now. Maybe I will be proved wrong in a couple of months or in a couple of years. I will be happy to see that.
Let's hope for that. Yeah. I guess it's the same all around the world. You are a programmer at DocuDays Ukraine as well, right? And now, please, I need to finally to answer this question. I've heard that maybe this is a rumor that the person who is a programmer really cannot survive and stand watch all films from the beginning till the end. I guess it's sometimes hundreds of films, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So what decides then? Because some say it's first 10 minutes. Some say they have to watch beginning, then something in the middle and something at the end. What's your methodology?
Well, at our festival, but I think it's the same with our festivals, the methodology is to get several people, at least three people, to watch each film. This is how we, it's very subjective, but still, this is how we try to create this balance and this more or less objective evaluation of each film. And sometimes it really gives very good results because sometimes we are quarreling and shouting at each other for some films. And those films, they are the best films for the festival. Because in my personal opinion, when there is something that you can argue about, that means that this film, this piece of art does not leave you with nothing. Like there is, it creates some kind of a fire inside you. You want to fight because of it. And this is good. This is great. This means we're going to have great discussions in the screening halls. And this is a very big part of DocuDays UA because we try to organize discussions after each film screening. It is very important for us not only to watch films, but also to discuss problems that are raised and issues that are raised in the films. I can confess that, I sometimes I watch only 5 or 10 and 15 minutes and then I give up.
So is it right that the first minutes are important?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and actually this experience was very helpful and it is very helpful for me when I'm on the other side of the game, when I'm producing films and working together with the director on film editing. But I must say that it is very different feeling when you create films and when you just evaluate them. it's complicated.
Yeah, that's also, I wanted to ask you, one remembers when we were children and in Czech Republic, we sometimes say you choose between the trash collector and astronaut. These are the most favorites. I guess every country has its funny favorite jobs to be chosen at the beginning. When and where, and do you remember when you knew, to be sure you are going to be in the documentary film, that's your life, that's your job, that's your field?
Well, to be honest, I'm still asking myself, is it something that I that I really want to do? Well,
astronaut, trash collector.
Yes, it's in my case, it's never-ending discussion with myself, but this is really my place or not. But I'm just trying to do what I can as best as I can and then enjoy the result. Well, I came to DocuDays UA probably 10 years ago, and this was just accidentally. My ex-husband brought me to the festival, and back then the festival was really small. It was opening of the festival, but there were hardly 100 people in the screening room. And I must say it was my first experience of watching creative documentary. Before that, I only watched National Geographic on TV, and that was it. And I was impressed. I was like, wow, this is really something great. And then I met all these people who were behind the festival, and they needed some help. And back then I was working at production, so I knew how to organize things. And I said, okay, I was like in a pause between different jobs. And I said, okay, I can help you for free. And that's how I started working there. And I stayed there because I liked people, I liked atmosphere. I liked that people were doing that not for money, but, for some kind of ideals. There was always something more than just, do the job, get your money. And this, I think this was the most valuable for me.
Talking about something more, looking at DocuDays Ukraine, it almost looks like there is everything's just great. What's the idea of improving? Like, where would you like to go? What's the next goal for the festival?
To be honest, right now it's very complicated for me to answer this question because I kind of disconnected from the festival after our last edition. So we did the festival in March, and then I took kind of a vacation to jump into film production, what I'm doing right now. I haven't been talking with my festival colleagues for several months, and I know that they've been working very hard during this time, but I don't know what are the plans. But I know that when the COVID started, as all festivals, we went online, and this gave us opportunity to focus more on our online platform, docuspace.com. And right now, I would say this platform was one of the biggest priority for the festival team. So it is kind of a VOD platform, mostly with Ukrainian films, documentary films, but also with some international titles. And we're trying to, move on with that and to find some kind of new ways of promoting documentary films in Ukraine.
Daria, thank you for promoting documentary films in Ukraine, outside of Ukraine, in the world. Thank you very much for this interview, and I wish you the best with the festival, with your films, with your work.
Thank you very much for inviting me. It was very nice.
Bye.
Bye, ciao.